No, I love it. I love it. You can't beat this weather, but I definitely see what you put your paper out.
How long was this going on?
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm a guy that come in and I leave by what I do. I'm not really a rah-rah guy, but I do come in and give 110% every day, so that's how I leave.
How long was the process of getting to this point? I mean, when did you start talking with them about it?
Well, you know, my agent called me maybe a couple weeks back, you know, saying we're getting close, and I told him that's great, you know. Mm-hmm. So don't call me until it's getting, you know, until it's done, and that's what we did. And, I'm thankful and blessed.
Can you channel that promotion into a podcast?
Oh yeah, most definitely. This fan base, you know, they want to see wins, and that's what they deserve, and that's what we're going to give them. I think last week was a fluke, that wasn't us. And this week we're more focused, and we're coming out at home ready to play.
How anxious, especially defensively, are you guys to make a statement on Sunday, especially after what happened on
Monday? We're like you said, we're really focused on making a statement, but we can't, you know, go out of our, you know, out of our zone and try to do too much, because that's when you break down and more plays are being made. So we just gotta just focus. That's what we came in focused and ready to play this week against a division rival.
How important is keeping gap integrity when you're playing a guy like this?
Gap integrity really isn't the big thing. It's really getting 7-6 people surrounding them and really getting them down, because this guy, it doesn't matter. It can be 3 people after and he can still get out of there. But the big thing about it is, you know, balancing the rush around him, making it a way where he can't get out and he's surrounded and everybody's, you know, getting to the ball.
And how different would this be playing then without Rashawn?
I mean, I think last year we played him, you know, without Marshawn, and we did a really good job versus him. This offense runs through Russell. Everybody knows that. He's the, you know, the head of the snake, defense calls it. And if we can get to him, I think we can get to this offense and shut him down.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.